is Pharaoh. There is Pharaoh father, Pharaoh the son, Pharaoh the... doesn't matter, Pharaoh. And Pharaoh, tafar'un in Arabic, means arrogance. This is the arrogance of me. The other one is that silly one, Moses, which does so many magic, because that's the magical part of you. We hear this story of that. Why? Because that's what you should know. You should understand that you have two personalities. There is this animal existence with the greed and the hatred and needs and wishes and daydreaming and all that. At the same time, there is the other one, which is the consciousness, the kind one, the beautiful one. And the both are here. It's up to you how you mix them. You started with Pharaoh. When you're born, you know nothing of humanity. No culture, right? So the animal is first. It should be like that. Because up to teenager time, only animal is there. There is something else. It shouldn't be. Then it starts. How? You should always remember this. It starts with a little bit of light, like a star in the dream of Pharaoh. We jump up and say, I saw this. They say, ah, yes, it's happening to you too. Everybody goes through this. Somebody is coming down and your fellowship should be reduced. What? Me? Oh, I'll stop it. Let him stop it. Do you remember what happened? All the effort he puts in, it's serving for Moses to come. Because Moses should come here and I have to pay for it, the Pharaoh. The Pharaoh will pay for that baby. And we'll kill other babies, but we'll pay for that. We'll grow up in the palace because the Moses is here. But there is a very special time that Moses will leave this. He said, I don't want this. Let's move. Pharaoh doesn't like to move. They started to fight each other. When you look at it carefully, you will see, hopefully, you have another 2 weeks that another round and you will read it again and again, right? Here, we are making up the story. First of all, the stories are made up. We made it up. But somehow you don't like it. You prefer to imagine that it really happened. God came down and walked on the water and that kind of stuff. We change even those stories here. You will see something between Moses and Pharaoh which didn't happen outside. It's not in the Bible and Quran and none of that. First, logically it happens that Pharaoh needs time, asks for time to cheat, right? Moses will say, I don't care about you, why should I give you time? God will say, no, give him time. These actions will tell you something, that even the Moses in you is not that tolerant, because it's one side of the coin. The tolerance is up there. That's why whatever Pharaoh will say, Moses will say, I don't know, I'll ask him. Whatever he says, I'll do. Because I'm not here to decide. Do you remember why he's here, Moses? It's very interesting. Why Moses is here? First of First of all, Moses didn't want to be Moses. But he was Moses. Before being born even, he became Moses, right? Then he didn't like the pharaohship and that kind of stuff. He was a prince, he was enjoying it. He left out. Have a normal life. Then God called him and said, you are the prophet. Do you remember that scene? It's a, one of the most interesting story of the prophets. God will call him and say, hey, you, who are you? And he's afraid of. And show yourself. God will show himself to the tree and all of that and say, what do you want from me? Say, be my prophet. I say, no, why should I? I have a normal life, let me go. I say, no, 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 you have to, because I have a lot to say to Pharaoh and you have to do it. I say, why me? Do you remember his tongue? When he was baby bird, so he cannot even talk. This is interesting that he will tell the God that, you know what? For this, I'm not a good candidate. Choose another one. What will happen? The interesting is, it's God. Okay? And this is the God that is going to give so many miracles to this Moses to bring the insects from the sky to turn the... Couldn't he... And the tongue will be improved? No. He say, no, you are my prophet, take your brother with you. He will talk for you. Guess why?
Doesn't say I.
Why?
It's me.
Ha ha. It's very interesting. In our story, there are two personality facing each other, right? One is Pharaoh, is the king, is the god for everyone. The other one is this guy, right? Now he is going to talk to that fellow to say what? If he was normal, he would say, I am Moses and I am here to beat your ass. I don't know, something. I. I is for Pharaoh. Here should be we. So the brother will say, we are coming here from God. We are... Not to say I in this story, because that capital I is the ego of Pharaoh. So the story goes like that. He asked for time. God said, give him time. Now that in the time he's trying to find what? The scientists, magicians. Here we didn't talk about all those magicians and the tricks and stuff. We talked about two, not one. Two brother again, because they have to say we. Two of these magicians, they will go to the mom, they go to the graveyard of the father to learn something. And they try to grab that stick, which is the logic of Moses, and that cannot. So they will become the other side to tell you that, listen, when this Pharaoh of you is looking for scientific stuff to avoid supernatural, don't think that they are all bad. This is one of the points that all this going back was for this. To repeat this, please remember, the problem of the brain is judgmentalism. Brain thinks that something is good or bad. Something is black or white. And this is stupid. Yeah. Because everything in this universe could be good, could be bad. It depends how to use it, when, and blah, blah, all of that. Nothing by itself is good or bad. When we are talking about purification even. We don't deny the other one. It's always yin and yang, not yin or yang. Black and white are together. All the gray stuff is the mixture. Everything is mixture. This is something we should remember. A human being has two faces. Yes, we have these exceptional fellows who are really so bright in one side that the other side doesn't count. But even then, we don't say they don't exist. They are human beings. This is what we should really understand. The best example of this was the last paragraph. That's why I went back to it. Do you remember that last paragraph? Somebody didn't know what to do. Went to his enemy and said, what should I do? Oh, I'm your enemy. Said, so what? I know you're my enemy. But you're not a cheater. I could understand you. Because you are, remember, I need some help. I go to my enemy because my enemy in special condition is my friend, is good for me. That's what it is. Remember, first of all, could you swallow this? That around 2,000 years ago, maybe 32,000 years ago, go a little bit further. The step before the first human being. What is good? What is bad? There is no good or bad in nature. A lion is killing a giraffe. So what? Is it good or bad? Good or bad starts with us. Because we changed. We are not the animal. We understand good or bad. We understand the kindness. We understand love. That's what we are talking about here. So he said, listen, don't say this is my enemy, so whatever this enemy is bad. Don't judge like that. This brain wants to judge like that. Because, oh, it's in rush. Should I eat this or not? Should I take that or not? That is the surviving strategy of the animal. But we are not those animals. Now, the major part of you, where is the major part of you? The major part of your life is in your pocket and is your verse, one of these little gadgets. Yeah, we live in cyberspace, and cyberspace is created by humanity for a human being. The animals are not there. And this is just the beginning. Is it or is it the end? This is a little bit before beginning. But one of the most important moments of the history up to here. Do you remember? For the first time, we have the book of the machine. We cannot read it completely, but we know that there is DNA if you do that. Blah, blah, blah. And we are starting to, in the lab, we have made everything except the brain. No, there are two other stuff that we haven't done yet. But the rest, we have done this and that. This is for the first time that the animal understands how the machine works, and we are going to change it, don't we? We have started to change it, and it will go somewhere that you cannot even imagine. This is that moment. We understand we are not the animal, so we should not let our animal to take over, because if you let it, this is the nature, the survival key is here. If you do nothing, the animal tries to survive. But for us,